Okay, let me just... why am I outside?
Morning.
Ah, Jesus, Jake!
Rough night?
I guess. For the record, I was indoors when I fell asleep.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't
guess
get that.
I figured out how to unlock Rose's phone at some point.
Is that what that is?
Where have you been, by the way?
You're just lucky it didn't rain for once.
Yeah. Seriously, though, where were you?
Well, I'd better leave you to it.
I walked into that spot in the woods, which was freaky, by the way. And when I came back out...
Okay, sounds good. You have a good day, Lara.
What?
Coffee on the counter.
Wait. Jake? Ugh.
Believer. Episode 3. The Night the Sky Fell.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, sleepwalking, vivid nightmares, unexpected fatigue, they're all common side effects of emotional stress. Not that I was worried, and that can provoke some sleep disruption, that's all. Anyway, the phone. There was surprisingly little on there. Let's see what's on this thing. A couple of selfies, some random pictures of trees. I guess she was going for a lot of walks in the forest. But there were these videos.
All right, guys. So we are on our way to go see the meteor shower right now. We're just walking down this trail to find it. You guys excited?
Woo woo! Who's excited?
Yeah, it was strange seeing her like that again. Just hopeful, happy. She had me blocked on social media. I mean, I blocked her also, but you know how something can feel familiar and kind of far away at the same time? Of course, it got more far away as it went along.
Hey guys, so update, we made it to the top. And it looks like the meteor shower is starting. What do you guys think?
It's cool, I suppose. I don't know if I've ever seen them get this bright, though.
You know, yeah, you've got a point.
Do you guys hear that?
What?
It sounds like streaming almost, like they're screaming. It's, is this supposed to be this loud?
Listen, before I keep going with these, have you ever heard of Tunguska? Yeah, in 1908, there was this mysterious explosion, flattened 2,000 square kilometers of forest in eastern Russia. There have been hundreds of scholarly articles about it, but not because there's a lot of disagreement about what happened. All the witnesses reported lights in the sky, typically a single column of blue light, brighter than the sun. And then some kind of bright body that came toward the ground, and it knocked down 80 million trees in an instant and caused a 5.0 earthquake. The site where this happened is distinctive and circular, like an impact crater, except there's no point of impact. There was no artifact left behind. So naturally, this spurred all kinds of conspiracy theories, from aliens to experimental government technology to superhero origin stories. You can find every kind of paranormal story that revolves around the mystery of what happened in Tunguska. The thing is, we know what this is. It's called an airburst. It happens when a meteorite breaks up in the atmosphere, but before it does that, it gets close enough to the ground that the energy from its fall still slams into the earth. The meteorite doesn't land, so it's kind of an impact without an impact. It actually happens all the time. This one was just unusually close to the ground. I say all this so you know that Well, what happened in the woods that night was not without precedent.
Are we good here?
You guys, we're good.
No, he's right. It's not supposed to be this loud and this bright.
And why are they different colors?
No, this is normal, you guys. Yeah,
isn't it? There's like reds and greens and like...
No, this is how it's supposed to be, you guys.
Do you still have those shrooms in your car, man? Maybe we should take a walk.
Wait. Yeah. Let's just enjoy it a little bit.
It's actually getting a little too bright.
Okay, yeah, all right. So maybe it is amazing. Maybe it is beautiful.
It's getting close. Like, this is...
It's okay. Just one more video.
What?
You can see the boys, these younger guys, running around and freaking out and screaming at each other. What do I do with this? What is this? But Rose, holding the camera, is just serene. There are a couple glimpses of her face in there, and she's smiling. Like she wanted this, like she's enjoying it. Yikes, that is eerie.
You have one unheard message. First unheard message.
This is Mayor Boone. I don't know what you're still doing in this town, Laura, but you'd better stay away from me, my husband, and especially my daughter. I saw you at my house last night, and you better stay away.
Hey, Camille. Sorry for missing you earlier. My phone is being really weird.
Yeah, no problem. Just get away from the diner, okay?
Yeah, we can go this way.
So when can I meet your dog? I heard you brought a dog.
I actually can't get him to leave Rose's sweater.
Oh, that's...
concerning?
Cute? I was gonna say cute.
Yeah, I guess that too. I mean, it makes some sense. He was Rose's dog, really. I mean, he was our dog, but he was her baby.
So, like, you and Rose were, like, together?
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you knew. I figured Mayor Boone would have warned everyone about the woman who stole her daughter and sent her back crazy.
No, she didn't say.
Oh, well, that's something then.
So, are you, like...
What?
Nothing.
Okay. So Jake said you had something for me?
Oh, yeah, here. It's a USB thingy. I got it from Abe.
Who?
Abe Ramirez. He runs the radio station.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, Rose's dad, the Reverend, he used to have this radio show every Sunday where they'd play his sermons.
Sure.
Well, a couple months ago, they had to cancel the show because they got some complaints.
Complaints? Like what?
Well, it got pretty unconventional. The preaching. But, so... he recorded a bunch of additional sermons after the cancellation. He kept sending them to Abe, even after Abe told him to stop.
And Abe just kept them?
Yeah, Abe keeps everything.
And you think there's something in there that will help me find Rose?
I think you should hear him. Yeah.
Do you think Reverend Boone had something to do with Rose's disappearance?
No, he wouldn't do that.
Because he's the one who called me to come here.
He called you? Like himself?
Yeah, it's the last message I got before my phone freaked out.
Huh.
Anything helps, though. I'll take what I can get at this point.
Yeah, I'll keep digging. Oh, by the way.
Yeah?
Last night, were you looking for me? Or for my mom or something?
Last night?
Yeah, when you were outside my house.
What? No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. I saw you. Like, 2 or 3 in the morning. You walked up the street and then you just kind of stood there, staring. I thought maybe you were looking for me, but I don't remember telling you where I live.
You didn't. Where was this?
I live above my mom's medical practice. Dr. Penelope Simmons? That's my mom. She said she called you, but, like, the office isn't open at night.
Camille, I didn't go anywhere last night.
No, it was definitely you. You walked up the street, you stared at the building for a while, then you just, like, walked off.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Maybe you were astral projecting or something. Is that a thing you do?
I don't think so.
Maybe it was a trance. Did you have a vision? Do you remember what you dreamed last night?
No, I haven't had any messages from the spirits. Look, I need to go. Is this all you had for me?
Yeah, sorry. I'll see if I can find more.
No, this is great. Thank you. Really, I have a lot to think about.
Sure.
Thanks.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Hello? Ms. Campbell, this is another message from Dr. Penelope Simmons, general practitioner in the town of Charity, Oregon.
I'm home, Mom.
Camille, did you see her?
Yeah? And what did she say?
She doesn't remember it. I don't think she was trying to see you.
Well, she needs to see me, Camille. She needs to be examined.
Well, I know.
She could be the key to this whole thing, Camille. If we understand why she hasn't been infected...
I know. God.
So why haven't you done what I asked?
I just think... But wait, are you on the phone?
Oh. Damn. Call me back, Ms. Campbell, please.
Jesus, this door is becoming a problem. Soda pop? Did someone come in here when I was gone, or did you decide to pull a bunch of stuff out of my bag for some reason? Well, it looks like everything's here. And I mean, you'd at least pretend to protect my stuff, right?
Okay. Alright.
We'll do more walks or something, I guess. Okay. Let's look at this again. Yeah, soda pop, if anybody asks, I am talking to you. Okay, so she goes to the woods, and there's an airburst from meteorites that are too close to the ground. The boys get sick and go to the hospital. Could be unrelated. Could not be. Rose goes home and draws something all over her wall. I think they're animals. Just like spider-morphed, tentacled versions of animals. Are they tentacles? I mean, they're long, twisting lines that move in and out of each other. Connecting the animals, kind of. Almost. But see, there are breaks in it. And it's not straight like a web either. It's more like roots. Yeah, kind of. Except they're not going into the ground. They come from everywhere. God, it's hard to tell what's a leg or an antler and what's a whatever these are. It's not random, though. It's not just scribbles. It's supposed to be something. Oh, Rosie. What did you see? Maybe it's an afterimage? You know when lightning strikes and just after it's gone, it's like you can still see something in the sky? Do dogs even get that? Anyway. Maybe it's in the video. Look, I'm not one of those condescending people who thinks that all belief in the supernatural is mental illness or stupidity or something. I used to believe in it too, but Rose? It was different for Rose. For Rose, it was real, you know? Even after... Actually, you know what? You want to know what it was? When I was growing up, I was really close to my brother Eric. He was just a couple years older than me, and we were like... I don't know, I just did everything with him, you know? But then when he was like 11, I think, he wanted his own room, and my mom decided that she couldn't have her son and her daughter in the same room anymore, so I got moved in with our other sibling, Shane, and Eric got his own room. So I was really sad, actually, not to be in the same room with Eric, you know, because I was just a little kid, but you know how it is, like, I was used to being there, he'd tuck me in at night, and, well, we found out that our rooms actually shared a wall, like right where our beds were. So what we started doing was we would knock on the wall at night, like usually right before bed when I was falling asleep. I would knock twice and he would knock three times back usually. But we had whole knocking conversations and it was just kind of like, it was like our thing. We kept doing it for years afterward, all the way up into our teen years, right? I would knock and then he would knock back. Well, when Eric was about 16, he was out with some friends, and there was an accident. Anyway, Eric died, which was obviously hard for me. It's fine, it was a long time ago. But, the thing was, after his funeral, I went home, right, and I was laying in bed, and I couldn't sleep, and then I heard this knocking on the wall. It was the goodnight knock. And I just knew, I knew it was Eric. That somehow Eric was still in the house, and he was still looking out for me. And I think I kind of based my whole life around that, after that, right? Like, I became a person who talked to dead people. Anyway, so a couple years ago, when we moved Mom out of the house, I went through the old house with the inspector and... Do you know what a water hammer is? See, when you turn the water off, any water that was still in the pipe goes crashing back down against the valve below it. In most houses, there's a mechanism that absorbs the shock, but in old houses, sometimes that wears out and you get this crashing in the pipes. And if you combine that with some sediment buildup in the water heater, you get a knocking sound coming from your walls. When the Fox sisters held seances, people thought they saw things and heard things, they felt things that weren't there. The foxes just made a knocking sound, and the people filled in the rest. Because you can believe anything if you need it to be true. Rose insisted that it was still Eric. The water hammer, a coincidence, she said, or Eric caused it somehow. His spirit could wear out the air chambers in the pipes, but nothing else, I guess. And he showed up the night of the funeral. I mean, that's more than a coincidence, she said, and it had to be true. But it wasn't. It was just random. I mean, your mind reimagines your memories every time you remember them. Every time you look back on something, you change it. So did the knocking really start the night of the funeral? I don't know. Probably not. I don't know if you know what it's like to have something like that and then just... I mean, it wasn't real. It was just me. It was just a grieving child telling herself what she needed to hear. But Rose, I guess you could say, in fairness, I was not the same after that. So we were not the same. I guess we just never really recovered. You know, I'm okay. I'm okay now. It was what I needed at the time, and now I'm doing something else. But for Rose, I don't know. Something happened to Rose. Something has to have happened. And I guess I just need to know if it can happen to me too. Let me see the video again. No, those are straight streaks. It wouldn't be... Wait, what is that? Hold on, let me try some audio software here. Let's... Okay, so just turn down some of the background noise, mute this section, and... Soda Pop? Tell me that's not Sasquatch. Thank you for listening to Believer. It's been a tough couple of weeks, and the only reason this episode made it out today is because of the encouragement I got from some very kind people, including strangers. So today, I want you to please just think of a show, not this one, but a show or a song or a work of art that means a lot to you, and reach out to the people behind it to tell them how much you love it. That kind of thing really means a lot. If you ever do want to get in touch with our show, you can find Believer on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at BelieverPod. You can also find cast and crew bios, transcripts, and more information at BelieverPodcast.com. Stay tuned for more announcements over the next month or so. We've got some exciting things planned, I think. The next full episode of Believer comes out in 2 weeks. Until then, if your dog or cat is suddenly fixated on one particular corner of the room, maybe it's a spot where things feel oddly cold or something just never seems quite right, the angles just don't meet the way they're supposed to. Add some more playtime to their schedule. Animals can develop fixations if they're understimulated. See you soon. Bye now.